Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A very, very disturbing statement from a senior British official yesterday. He said that British intelligence believes that a Russian invasion of Ukraine is imminent. Half of Russia's land capability, their land forces, are now clustered around Ukraine. They're taking advantage of a disunited West. The disunity started with Donald Trump when he sided with Putin. He was obsequious to Putin. He fawned on Putin. He questioned his own CIA and FBI, Trump did, said he believed Putin, did everything he could to destabilize NATO and the EU. As a result, some of the European allies, the NATO allies, drew away from the United States, started to do business with Russia for various goods and services that we thought were contrary to Western interests. And now Putin is emboldened. The sad thing about Russia, and the Russian people are great people. I traveled there in 1997 with a delegation from the United States Justice Department to meet with and discuss with Russian lawyers and politicians. This was during the thaw, the Yeltsin thaw, Boris Yeltsin thaw, engineered by Mikhail Gorbachev. It was a brief, shining 10 years of democracy in Russia, telling them about our constitutional system, our legal system, our criminal system, our system of civil law. I like the people. They were great people. They should be our allies. I'm sure the people are our allies. But Russia was dominated by czars for 1,000 years. They had a serf system. It was like slavery, not quite slavery, but pretty close. And it wasn't race-based. You could basically have your neighbor as a serf who looked exactly like you and mistreat him. That's the way they were treated for 1,000 years. And then communism came along. After the First World War, Lenin and then Stalin, tens of millions of people were killed, murdered. Then the Cold War, Khrushchev, and up through Mikhail Gorbachev, who was a communist, but he disbanded the Soviet Union. And now we have the Russian Federation. And Yeltsin, president, believed in democracy, but he turned the government when it was time over to Putin, who claimed that he would be the same, and Putin is a murderous individual, just like Stalin. He looks a little smoother. He isn't as crude, but he is now amassing half of the land force of Russia at the Ukrainian border. This is more than they massed to invade Crimea. Crimea used to belong to Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. Poland was the biggest by area country in Europe at one time. And in the 1790s, Russia ganged up along with Prussia and Austria and divided up Poland, and it disappeared from the map till after the First World War, briefly independent. Then the Nazis took it. Then the Russian communists went in. Poland's now been free since about 1989, thanks to Lech Walesa, Pope John Paul II, and other great Polish patriots. Well, now a portion of Poland is under attack again. What's sad about this, what's really sad about this, is that there's no reason for Russia to do it. No reason for Russia to do it at all. They're doing it to take attention away from Putin's internal problems. He's slowly killing Alexei Navalny, They have just announced that they will not let doctors see him, only Putin's doctors who are administering the poison. Navalny's going to die. They're taking a long time to kill him. He's the opposition leader, the main opposition leader. There are rallies all over the country in Russia for Navalny. Free Navalny, get him to a hospital, get Putin out of there. Putin's a czar. What happens when you protest in Russia and they photograph the crowd? Some people lose their job. Some people are beaten and put in jail. It causes you a lot of problems. Putin releases polls that says he is very popular. And his approval ratings in these polls that he releases are higher than they are in Western countries, the leaders of Western countries. But, you know, I often thought, you're sitting in a Moscow apartment, the phone rings, and it says, Tovarish, this is the polling place. Do you like Putin? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Okay. It's like, no, I don't. And suddenly your relatives disappear. So I don't really believe those polls. I don't believe those polls. I think people are frightened to answer them. It's an autocratic state. And if the Ruskies go into Ukraine, they're going to do it under the guise of, well, there's a Russian-speaking population in eastern Ukraine. They've got to, quote, liberate them, end quote. But the problem is there are Russian speakers in Estonia, too, in Latvia and Lithuania. Lithuania used to be part of Poland also. If they go into a NATO country like Poland, we have a mutual defense pact, and we would respond militarily. In Ukraine, they're not a member of NATO, and technically we don't have to respond. We will give them weapons. That is in process right now. We already have given them some weapons, although we've demanded that they be based in Western Ukraine, not near the Russian forces. The fact is Russian troops are going to get killed. Quite a few of them are going to get killed. The president of Ukraine gave him a terrific speech yesterday. He said, do we want war? No. Are we ready for war? Yes. We will fight to the last man. We are not going to let the Russians take over our country. The problem is, you know, Kiev is in Ukraine is very much a European city. I mean, it's very similar in some respects to Prague or Zurich. I mean, for the Russians to go in and take a European city in 2021, at some point, they've got to be resisted militarily by the West. The problem is they have 7,200 or so, maybe a little more nuclear warheads. So do we. We have we have many nuclear submarines that just sit down there and they're trained on Moscow and St. Petersburg. We don't want to launch them. They have them sitting down there trained on Washington and New York. They don't want to launch them either. But what do you do with a sociopath like Putin, a murderer, who knows that there's a nuclear deterrence and in the short run just pushes into Eastern Europe? They occupied Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, and Poland for a long time after the Second World War. Anyway, be aware of what's going on there. Be aware of what's going on there. Putin is a dangerous individual. He is a sociopath. Biden knows him well. Biden's offered to do a summit. He imposed very severe sanctions on Russia, as he should have, for the SolarWinds hacking and the hacking into the 2020 election. But at the same time, there are many things he did not do that Biden did not do and could do. And here's one of the sad things. Russia's economy is a basket case. It's a huge country in landmass, and it has a lot of people, 300 and some odd million people. But it's an unproductive country. Its economy is the size of about Italy, way down in the pecking order. Depends on fuel exports. This banking system is a shambles. And what Biden did initially is to forbid American banks, which is the equivalent then of the world banking system, of trading in bonds denominated in rubles. Russian bonds aren't going to find buyers, and they need it to service their debt. Puts a lot of pressure on them. If Biden really wanted to go to town, he could instruct American banks, which would mean all their affiliates, which means the worldwide banking system, to not do business with Russia at all, not cash their checks. That would be, that would collapse the country. You know, the Russian civil service workers would get their checks. They go to a bank somewhere to try to cash them, and no Russian bank's going to have the money to do it. That would crash them. On the other hand, if somebody has over 7,000 nuclear weapons, at what point do you want to pull the trigger? At what point? It could be that Putin would be assassinated by his own people, but if it was traced to the United States, it would invite retaliatory assassinations. We do not want that. That's not how we do business. It's not how we do business. There's got to be something in between shutting down their banking system. You could shut down their grid. We could do that tomorrow. We could shut down Moscow and St. Petersburg. No electricity at all. Problem is, they probably have the capability to do that to us, although not as effectively. We could restore ourselves online, but we don't want our major cities shut down. So one possibility is using social media to out Putin. Putin has been stealing billions of dollars, and some of that's gotten out already, and the people of Russia are marching in the streets saying Putin is a thief, Putin is a czar. But he built $1.5 billion home on the Black Sea, and we have a lot of dirt on Putin, and one possibility would be just to leak it skillfully. It would be traced to us eventually, but it would come from other sources. And just keep up intensely the pressure on Putin. And I favor this part of it. Keep up the pressure on him. Pressure, 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 until he's overthrown by his own people. Now, one thing he could do would be withdraw from the Ukrainian border and not invade Ukraine. And if he sends that as a signal, then that's a useful signal. So stay tuned. This is a radio program. This is not the State Department. These are just some random thoughts, but they're random thoughts grounded in history. And Putin is trying to reprise the 1790s and invade what used to be Poland again to try to look tough and strong to his own people. And that cannot be permitted to persist. Fortunately, France is tough, Germany's tough, and we have allies on our side. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Yeah, I'm the tax man.